Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a shotgun rider.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on the Gulf Coast, and everything was fine. Shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
Oh, that's some great music from the Highwayman back in the 1980s.
All right, again.
This little part here about the river Ham. What you better?
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Tell you, I am so honored to have the best crew I've ever had in 27 years on air, to have them put up with me, and to have you, the viewers and listeners, and the fact that we're so aligned right now, we are so simpatico right now with the effect we're having. In fact, it's very, very humbling, and I'm just very, very blessed to be here. We have Robert Barnes coming up on this Monday, July 5th edition. And there's just so much craziness going on. And I always am almost even ashamed to try to promote what we're doing at the end. But with what's happening in the world, the attacks on free speech, the deplatforming, everything I have would just run this place too much. And I've already begun the process to put everything I've got, my little 10 cents, the widow's mite, into this fight. But I just want listeners to understand that whatever happens, it's in God's plan. But you really should take every broadcast we do potentially as the last, because you should take every day your electricity turns on as its last. You should take every day that your husband or wife's alive as its last, because I'm always an optimist, but I'm not going to lie to you. We're entering an end of days beginning, and this may be a foreshadowing. That's how history works, for something 10 years from now, maybe 1,000 years from now. I don't know, but gut level, I've already basically said my last rites. And I'm not suicidal. It's the opposite of that. I just am extremely close to God now, and I've gone through a transmutation in the last few weeks of preparing for death. And I've never done that. And it's because they're killing a lot of people. A lot of people are being poisoned. Millions are dying right now from these injections. And those of us that love God spiritually can feel that death. And that's very painful for us. It's very painful for you. And I understand that. But, you know, it's all part of God's plan. And this is what we did by killing 70 million babies in this country and hundreds of millions in China, is that God said, listen, if you're going to bully your kids, I'm going to let Satan kill you. And so it's not God doing it. It's that we forgot God, and we opened the door to Satan. And so we're going to get hurt. And that's just the way it is. Because God's just. And God is justice. So, God's going to give us a chance to rally right now. And to back this off and to say no to this thing. And like none of it, we may get a 100-year reprieve. But do you even want that reprieve? Be honest. We're not desperate. We're not fatalistic. We're not giving in to Satan. And we're going to continue on in the right course and trust in Christ. But we're not going to get upset at ourselves and mad at ourselves. And we're not going to commit suicide. We're not going to get depressed because we can't overcome Satan. Because it's not us that overcomes Satan. It's Christ, the Son of God. We're not here to overcome Satan. We're here to be tested by Satan. We're here to be attacked by Satan. We're here to get our ribs broke, our eyes gouged out, to show we're faithful. Because you don't get eternal life in a trillion Valhallas without a test. And now you will be tested. You will face Satan. Make no mistake.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9-10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that will blow you away on sale right now. X2, that's Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's Tri-Iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and two other types, because some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And it is Monday, July 5th, the year is 2021, and I wanted to start the broadcast with Robert Barnes, a constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine, really smart historian. He was on with us a week ago, and he really captured the world's attention. He captured my attention when he said, it's through that grain of sand, he quoted a famous philosopher, that sometimes we can see the world through a microcosm. We see the duplication that's happening over and over again. And Britney Spears, not allowed to have children, not allowed to drive a car, given $2,000 a week, while her family got $150 million a year. The idea that slavery like that could happen today really captured people's attention. So as we declare independence against the New World Order, I wanted to get Barnes back up to just talk about that as a microcosm, but also the allegory of that collapsed Miami condo that they knew for years had structural problems. They knew about leaking seawater in. They knew about too many construction sites around it, but people were in denial, just like Deepwater Horizon with the whole BP spill, where the engineer said, if you don't put concrete in the hole, it will explode. And BP said, we're a $45 billion company at the time. These are real quotes came out in court. We're invincible, as if that money suspended the laws of physics. So I see all this as an allegory. Britney Spears is the awakening, but also the collapsed tragic event at the condo and the denial there and the Deepwater Horizon and the imploding borders and the out-of-control money printing and Homeland Security trying to declare war on the American people. We're going to cover it all in this first hour today. So important, I wanted to get Robert Barnes up front. Mr. Barnes, you did a great job, but I read the comments in the video that got 500,000 views on Man.Video. People were like, shut up, Jones. Let Barnes really go with the Britney Spears thing. So I want to hit a bunch of other issues with you, but first, this segment, the next, recap what you were saying and the latest developments there, because that really got people's attention.
Absolutely. I mean, there was some fake news last week that the judge had actually ruled against Britney Spears after she testified. That was inaccurate. That was an old order that got just recently published. In fact, the judge is now apparently going to schedule an evidentiary hearing, and the big trustee that was supposed to be coming in now says, based on what Britney testified to, they no longer want to be part of the B trustee and basically are supporting her claim to end the conservatorship and end the guardianship altogether. There's a great film that was on Netflix recently called called I Care a Lot, and it uses sort of fictitious narrative to like James Ellroy or like John Le Carre or one of the others to describe something that's very real, which is the problem of guardianship law in America. But it is a microcosm of the much broader concern that what the George Soros and Bill Gates of the world want to do to us is they want to treat all of us the way those conservators have treated Britney Spears, that they've controlled her labor for more than 12 years. They've controlled her medicine. They've controlled whether she can even have children or has things forced into her, basically forced sterilizations and IUDs she has wanted out for a while. They decide whom she dates and whom she goes out with, whether she takes a vacation, where she works, when she works, under what conditions she works. And it's part of the Epstein-Bill Gates story that was really undertold which is the whole Bill Gates agenda is a control-driven agenda, which he's sought out the patents to be able to put a chip in you that would control vaccine release, that would control your medical information, that would control your identity, that would also control your financial information. We saw information last week come out where former high-ranking bank executives are talking about digital global currencies. So what we see in Britney Spears, someone who is extraordinarily well off, is that even she couldn't control her own life. She couldn't even control her own doctors, control her own medicine, control her own money, control her own property, control her own labor. It's that extreme degree of control, as portrayed in the movie I Care a Lot, and as portrayed in the real-life example of Britney Spears, that Bill Gates and George Soros want to impose on the entire world, using things like COVID as a pretext and predicate to achieve it and accomplish it. And I think in that perspective, if we understand the significance of that and the dangerous legal loopholes that are established by Guardian laws that have now been replicated in various COVID laws, then we understand what we're up against and how and why it is critical that we resist and support the efforts that she is making, Britney Spears is making, to speak out against what has happened and taken place to her. But she is a warning sign. She is an alarm signal. She is a red flag of what's to come. In that same capacity, that's intending what a lot of red flag laws are really about. That's what a lot of what January 6th is all about. The attempts to sort of weaponize the legal process to completely control the population, to make them totally docile, as if we're little bodies inside the matrix machine in literal life, because that's how Britney Spears has been. She's been treated like one of those little feeding machines of human beings in the matrix. And the information and evidence she presented is information and evidence that basically exposes that for what it is. Of note, the L.A. court system, because that information was public, because it was put on audio, because it was recorded and broadcast to the world, the L.A. court system is now prohibiting anyone from even listening to any court proceeding at all in L.A. County. So that's the court's response. The court system's response, the judiciary's response, has been to completely suppress, completely silence the public's ability to know what's going on, not only in that case, but in any case pending in L.A. County. And even though constitutionally we are all entitled to public access to the courts, both under the state constitution and the federal constitution, depending on the situation, and in here, they're ignoring all of that by denying the ability to have access to it because of how impactful and how revelatory her words were. It shocked most people to discover this could happen not only in modern-day America, like the I Care a Lot movie for real happening to Britney Spears, but could happen at such a scale that it could be a threat to all of us. And to give you an example, in the I Care a Lot movie, the theme of it is that there is, you look at the pharmacy companies profiting from this, the doctors profiting from this, the clinics profiting from this, the lawyers profiting from this, the politicians profiting from this. That's what they want to use, the sort of whole scale of what lockdown logic is all about. It's about continuing it, extending it, just coming up with a new excuse for it to completely control you as a human being.
And Robert, let's slow down. I'm not an award-winning lawyer like you are, but I've studied common law and just basic history. They use emergencies throughout history to suspend everybody's basic rights. They declare us wards of the state. We're all contagious. We're all disease factories. So now we're these little problems that they're going to mitigate and handle. Now they own us. And so we see through Britney Spears a microcosm of L.A. and the predatory Hollywood system, a la Jeffrey Epstein and, you know, all the rest of the things we've seen with the other Hollywood types and the sexual abuse. We realize that the cult happening in Hollywood has now been externalized and projected against all of us, and we see how we're being declared wards of the state as incompetence to be managed by these very lawyers. And it really is nothing against the law itself or lawyers. It is these rackets of criminals coming in, taking over the law and affecting the system and making us wards of the state. It'll be through the law and just action we remedy that. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a combination. The court of public opinion can ultimately impact the courts of law. And both have to work together. Because like in the film, I Care a Lot, this criminal comes up with this genius idea, but it's really what the system is trying to do. Whereas like, let's create a monopoly where we control all guardianships, where we control all populations, where we control all medicines, we control all clinics, we control everything about it. That's effectively what Bill Gates has been trying to do for a dozen years, using as a pretext pandemics. I mean, he's been open and public about his belief that a pandemic will come about and how that will justify his power grab. And so the only way to resist that is by reasserting our constitutional rights and liberties, both in the court of public opinion on behalf of the Britney Spears in the world, but also inside the courts of law as well, whether that's at the legislative branch, the executive branch, or the judicial branch. But only public action through the court of public opinion is going to make that actionable and happen. The more people know, the more self-education is self-empowerment. Educating others is empowering others. And that is the first critical, essential, fundamental step to stopping this massive power grab and the Great Reset.
So what do we do first? Admit that there's an elite, they're out of control, they've broken the social contract, and then we set about defining the social contract to bring it back?
Absolutely. I mean, first is to expose what these people are up to, expose how it's wrong and illicit, and then fight back by every means possible and practicable. And so you see it, like, for example, a lot of people thought Elon Musk might be this sort of icon of challenging the system. But what people didn't realize, Elon Musk is deeply invested in China, has been for quite some time. Because of his longstanding investments, they want to use all these billionaire elites want to use the Chinese social credit model system, just like they use the China lockdown system, just like they use the L.A. courts use the Britney Spears guardianship example as an example for the rest of us. This is the model that they're going on. We have to, the first step is to expose it. And the second step is to fight back.
That's right. This is a modern takeover, not like old wars. This is a new war. Robert Barnes is our guest. Thanks for joining.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, I read hundreds of articles a day. I scan over probably 500 a day. I look at countless clips. I'm up, 18 hours a day researching. And you can't fake knowledge with me. Well, Robert Barnes is a super smart guy, and he's here with us. Couldn't think of a better guest to have on in the first day after July 4th. And I want to get his take on, because he's practiced a lot of law in Los Angeles. He knows a lot of the inside baseball. A lot of folks that know him. And you know that Barnes does have the inside baseball. So I've had a shot at kind of looking at it as well. It's very disgusting that it's all about cult programming. It's about how can you influence people in your personal life, people in business, but also on a mass level. And so now we have Jeffrey Epstein's 8,000-acre Zorro Ranch. It's been listed for $27.5 million. We've got a federal judge saying, and other judges saying, you got to release the Ghislaine Maxwell documents with the Clintons and this whole blackmail ring. So I really see Hollywood and the whole Davos Group globalist system in trouble. And I see them launching the lockdown mentality and the control out of a defense mechanism. We knew they had these plans on the books of lockdowns down the road, but it looks like out of fear against populist revolutions, they launched this. A, you agree with that, Barnes, in the 8 minutes we have left of this segment? And then B, lay out the Hollywood mentality, this cult. Is Hollywood really dying, or is it actually in its death throes, metastasizing and taking over the planet? Give us the latest on Epstein, Weinstein. Next segment we'll do your take on Bill Cosby here with Robert Barnes.
Yeah, so I mean, I think at multiple levels of what's taking place. I mean, the untold story of the entire Epstein dynamic was his belief in eugenics, his connection to billionaires and scientists that were pursuing eugenics, all of that. And so that aspect was really Bill Gates' particular interest, and how that tied into the various. They don't see people as human beings; they see people fundamentally as chattel. And consequently, that's how. How could the Britney Spears case even happen? It could only happen because you had a court system that saw a human being as property rather than with someone with rights vested with an interest. And that's how the system got corrosively corrupted, and it's not a coincidence it took place in L.A. Now, there's many people who wonder what Britney Spears' information may have been or may be, given that she has been denied meaningful access to her own psychologist to publicize information that she may know about that she witnessed as a young girl coming up in the Hollywood system. It's a system. I mean, Facebook is being sued right now in Texas because of their history of facilitating the grooming of minor children. They were monetizing minor children's information and then selling that information to people who wanted to groom them for purposes of human trafficking. So, I mean, that's the kind of activity Big Tech has been involved in, and it's not a coincidence Big Tech is rooted and based in California itself. We see the same pattern evident in how the aspects of the L.A. subculture has worked. I remember over a decade ago I was at a Kentucky Derby party with some people who worked for Harvey Weinstein, and they were fleeing to Oregon. And I was wondering, well, why are they so eager to get out of working for Harvey Weinstein? And there were hints and suggestions about the nature of what working for him was and who he was. The system knew about that, but it covered it up. I mean, we go back to the most famous assassinations that occurred or high-profile crimes that occurred, the assassination of Bobby Kennedy in 1968, then the Charlie Manson events in 1969, both handled by L.A., both handled in very questionable manners, both of which had potential intelligence apparatus connections to it. Whether it was MK-Ultra mind experimentation involving Manson and that group that even had correlations and correspondence to aspects of the Son and Sam murders of New York some decade later or thereabouts, but also what happened in the Bobby Kennedy assassination, who was involved and who helped cover it up. So you've got this long, deep-seated corruption in L.A. that is the source of Hollywood culture, that is the source in many parts of California of big tech, and these two industries have come together for an Epstein-like vision of the world. in which they don't really recognize and respect human rights for human rights. They want power for their own sake. They want to monopolize it and aggregate it to themselves, for which the way in which they have controlled Britney Spears is a warning sign to the rest of us. Because if they can do that to her, you can guarantee they can and will do it to us unless we push back and fight back by every means and manner possible and practicable and achievable. And so the subculture of Hollywood is still very strong. So aspects of it have been exposed. Aspects of it, they've been willing to sacrifice as sacrificial lambs. But the deeper truth of the darker truth of what is present has not been exposed. Some of the biggest institutional actors have not been exposed. Some of the corrosive corruption of the entire culture has still not been exposed. Someone like Britney Spears may have some of the information to expose it, but they've prevented her from having her own doctor, her own psychologist, her own therapist, her own counselor for the last dozen plus years. And so who knows what's taken place in that context? You dig into aspects of MKUltra and you'll find psychologists who magically show up in every case from Saran Saran to Jack Ruby. You know, how is it the same person that ended up on an MKUltra payroll ended up in both of those cases? And it will be very interesting to look at who it is that was being ordered to be the psychologist for Britney Spears against her interest and against her willingness and against her request. The same pattern has a history, and it's important and relevant. As you know, you don't have to be a lawyer. You just have to know history to know the risks and know the problems and know where the paths might be to uncovering and discovering the truth about this, both in terms of what has happened, but also in terms of what is likely to happen.
Well, Barnes, expanding on that, I mean, if you look at the corruption and power of fame and then Hollywood and money for now almost 100 years, and you look at what they're projecting on a society, it is psychotic. It is degenerate. It is insane. And you have all these former Disney stars connected to Ghislaine Maxwell and all these Disney directors that have raped children or given jobs again. I mean, this is really a sick group of people out of control. As Lord Acton said, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, or nothing, you know, corrupts like power. Here we are. So where would you say, is Hollywood in death throes, or is it metastasizing, or a mix of both?
Hollywood still has great influence. And the subculture of it is just getting worse in many respects. It just aspects of its worst abusers have been outed and exposed, but they haven't been willing to go deeper. And in fact, when you get into sort of what Hollywood subculture is, just look at, you know, whether you're talking about UN activities, whether you're talking about other war zone regions where there was massive child trafficking taking place, connections to the Clinton Foundation, people, personnel who ended up being involved in this. We've seen many so-called advocates actually be people who are involved in it. So the deep institutional problems are still completely present. There has not been a complete cleansing and purging of the problem in the Hollywood culture.
So let me ask you this. What is this? Yeah, they tried to divert off into Me Too. Like, you know, their issues, pedophilia and rape. So what is their major? Is this an offense right now with this whole takeover of society, all the leftist garbage? I mean, what is Hollywood doing right now?
Well, the core problem with them, the reason why Hollywood is still bad is because Hollywood still doesn't value human beings as human beings. That's exactly. The common theme in all of this. Whether we're talking about Britney Spears, we're talking about
the
lockdown.
So the whole system is we're slaves, we're puppets, we're minions, they give the words to, they're the gods, we're disposable.
Absolutely. Well, they would like us to be like those machines in the Matrix. I mean, to just be feeding and providing for them. And that's how they have a deep lack of respect for humanity as humanity. That's what.
So Hollywood is a fundamentally sociopathic or psychopathic institution?
Fundamentally a psychopathic institution. Is my
All right, opinion. Let's talk about that on the other side with Robert Barnes, great lawyer and a great historian. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for keeping us on air. We wouldn't be on air in the year 2021, already on July 5th, if it wasn't for you. So remember, InfoWars literally is your baby. Thanks for keeping it alive. We'll be back with Robert Barnes.
Hydrofluorolithic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolithic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly, toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA
twist our chromosomes and lower our IQs and fertility? Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July, the double Patriot points and free shipping. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, well, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court last week said that Bill Cosby goes free. We've got constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes here with us to respond to that on air on this July 5th transmission. Barnes, is that a good ruling, a bad ruling? What really happened there?
Well, it was an incredibly politicized process. Whatever people think about Bill Gates, I'm sorry, about Bill Cosby, the reality is that that politicized, what you had was the prosecutor who did the deal, told Bill Cosby, I'm not going to indict you, made it public, forced Bill Cosby to testify against his own interests without being able to assert the Fifth Amendment in the civil trial. Then that evidence was used against him in the criminal prosecution because the successor prosecutor refused to recognize the public promise made by the former prosecutor. And the big key to this case is the judge presiding over the trial was a prior political adversary of the prosecutor who had cut the deal with Cosby. So this judge allowed all kinds of crazy things to take place. Not only did he allow the prosecution to take place, despite the Fifth Amendment violation and it even occurring, he also allowed the evidence from the deposition to be used against Cosby in the trial. On top of that, he allowed five other people to come forward. After the first case had a mistrial, he allowed five other women to come forward whose allegations could not be confirmed or verified to further attack Cosby, and then did things involving the jury that were highly questionable, allowed Gloria Allred to have this glamorous role in the process. So the whole nature of the Bill Cosby case was a travesty of justice in the legal process. So that whatever anybody thinks of Bill Cosby, the legal outcome was the correct outcome by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to set aside one of the most politicized, abusive uses of the prosecutorial process in American history.
Well, all I know is that people are so vitriolic about Bill Cosby, and I don't have a dog in that fight. But at the same time, the old saying, in fact, who first said that? Better 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. If they violated the law and the rules and lied, and I mean, out of control prosecutors, as we've seen lately, are more dangerous than a criminal. I mean, what is that precept in law? Where does that come from? Because it makes sense to me.
It comes from our founders. The reason why we have a beyond a reasonable doubt standard is because we want to have confidence in the outcome of our criminal justice process. Because when the state punishes the innocent, that is a much greater risk than failing to punish the guilty, particularly when it's ordinary citizens up against the government. And that's what happened here. I mean, the other thing here was, if they had a strong case, they wouldn't have had to resort to all these shenanigans. The reality is the underlying facts of the particular case he was being indicted for were not very strong. It was by somebody who did not make an initial report, then later made a report at a time they wanted to get money with a civil suit against Cosby. It was partially to their benefit that the prosecutor allowed the civil suit to go forward with no threat of criminal prosecution, because that's what led to the big cash settlement that individual got. And then they turned around and lied, figured out they'd actually been lying all along, the prosecutor's office, by prosecuting him anyway, and then using that information that he had only disclosed because he thought he had no Fifth Amendment right against him at the trial, and then stacking the odds at the trial in rules on evidence, rules on witnesses, rules on jurors. Thomas Mesro, one of the great criminal defense lawyers in American history, called it one of the worst travesties of criminal justice he had ever witnessed or knew about. So that's why we have to care more about the honesty and honor of the process when the state comes to take away people's rights, as we are witnessing how abusive it can be, not only in the Trump tax cases, Trump Organization tax cases, but also the January 6th cases.
All right. In closing, I appreciate you joining us on kind of the new year, the day before the July. What is, in the 5 minutes we have left, Robert Barnes, the state of our union, the Democrats, the deep state, the wars, the open borders? I mean, how would you quantify in 5 minutes the state of our union and the state of the world?
The elites want to return to the 1920s, 1930s world, where the state has complete and ultimate power, whether it's the communist governments of Russia and the Soviet Union, and in the rise of the Soviet Union, whether it's the fascistic governments of Italy, Spain, and Germany, it's the same mindset and mentality of total control over the population, through which we're seeing multiple examples at a micro level, and we're seeing it at a macro level. We're seeing it at a micro level in what they're doing in the January 6th cases. We're seeing it in a level of what they're doing to Trump organization.
I mean, and by the way, Davos said that 5 years ago. They said we want authoritarian technocrats to replace governments. They've announced an authoritarian takeover.
Precisely. And we're seeing this even in the economic space as well, of course. We're seeing it in what's happening in the currency control. Talk about global digital currency. That would be total control over the population. We're seeing it in major crises taking place that they're trying to cover up with the reverse repo market as more than $1 trillion thereabouts. The Fed is bailing people out on a daily, nightly basis, because people at the top don't trust one another in terms of what's really happening economically. We're seeing it in terms of the targeting of the Trump Organization for bogus tax charges, some of the weakest tax charges I've ever seen brought against anybody anywhere. And we're seeing it in the cases like Britney Spears, and, of course, in the lockdowns and the forced vaccinations. So that's why I'm looking at bringing a suit within the next week or two against Madison Square Garden on behalf of their employees against the forced vaccinations that they are trying to impose on their population, because it's just one small step towards a China Wall style global terror campaign that would be true elite total control.
Robert Barnes, I totally agree, and you're doing a great job with all these lawsuits. What is the authoritarian impulse? Because I don't get it. If I can't convince people, my ideas I usually think are pretty damn good. People buy into it because it's common sense. You're the same way. Why can't they get what they want by that? Why do they have this impulse to dominate people? That sounds horrible, to try to run everybody in my life, much less the world. Well, how do you counter an instinct like that that is so bent?
Yeah, well, it's power driven. I mean, these are people that are power driven. It's like, you know, what unites and ties the Epstein pedophiles of the world to the Bill Gates control freaks of the world is this desire to have complete power and complete control. And it's a deeply, as you know, it's a deeply psychological notion that cannot be changed. What can be changed is their ability to exercise that
power. That's right. Take the mechanisms away. And as you said, they're not just sociopaths. This is a psychotic impetus.
Completely, completely. It's those, I mean, the great genius of what you've talked about for more than a quarter of a century is that you cannot trust people who seek power and successfully obtain it, because it's almost always rooted in the wrong motivations, and you should assume the worst about them rather than the best about them, knowing who and what they're about. And that's why you have to constantly resist it, constantly push back in the court of public opinion, the court of law, and the court of politics, and the court of everywhere. You have to do everything you can within your individual capacity to do so, and that's where people supporting things like InfoWars makes that possible and practicable.
Absolutely. In closing, I appreciate you being our first guest of the day here on July 5th. Do you have hope for humanity, and how do people find the other shows you do that I know are really good?
Absolutely, because the reality is the great schools of learning can never be closed. That's the archives of nature and the rights of man. That's our contents and the world we can see around us. It's God's fingerprint that he made sure all of us could see and witness. And if we act upon it, then we can always push back. And that is the great faith that I have. And it's a faith that has been shown over thousands of years of the capacity of ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And people can find me always at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And that's where all my content is, and where we put up template letters and all the rest.
And you're still on Twitter and other places. I've noticed that, but you don't even promote that anymore.
Yeah, I am. But, it's whenever Twitter's, going to take me off. So, well, I'm still there at Barnes_law for the time being. But Twitter has tried to take me off before, and I'm sure they'll take me off at some point in the future.
All right. Well, the minute,
locals page to be separate.
Absolutely. The minute you, that's a great show you do without a Canadian lawyer. The minute you file that Madison Square Garden lawsuit, please let me know, because that is a really important thing. Robert Barnes, thank you.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
All right, there goes Robert Barnes on this July 5th broadcast. We're going to go to break, and I've got a bunch of news and breaking information we're going to cover when we come back. And because it is day after July 4th, we are going to re-air some interviews. I can get some work done around the office, spend time with family, with Sherry Tenpenny and Mike Adams from last week. Extremely powerful interviews, but I wanted to come in on the first day after July 4th and have Robert Barnes on, because he has got some really amazing points that he is making. We've also got some other excerpts of some of the biggest interviews in the last few weeks coming up. But I'll be back on the other side with more analysis before we get to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and, of course, other special guests like Mike Adams, who knocked it out of the park.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation.
People ask me constantly, what's it like to be vindicated? What's it like to trend on Twitter, number one every week? I could care less. What does it mean? Like, what I said came true. It's all in their own documents. And I sit back and I think about what we're about to go through. And I just say, hey, they're already kidnapping all these kids. They're already murdering all these innocent people. They're already starving Africa and Latin America and Asia to death and Eastern Europe. And I just think of those starving children. I mean, God, I saw a documentary in Africa where the dad's sitting there giving the kids all the food he's got. And it's just, they're begging and crying for food. They're like, they're dying. And you say, well, fine, just kill these people. Don't give them any food. But the point is they're humans too. And if we don't take care of them, nobody's going to take care of us. And it makes me think about the globalists don't want to kill all these people because they want to protect them. No, they hate them. And they hate us too. We're supposed to fix all the problems on this planet, not kill everybody. While Klaus Schwab wears his little three-piece suits and flies around in his airplanes playing God, a little arrogant bastard. So, it's hard to come to the realization it's all over. Because I want to go to the football games, and I want to go to the movies, and I want to go out and eat at five-star restaurants, and I want to have a good time with everybody else. But let me tell you something. They're going to make you sell out and take deadly shots. They're going to make you submit. They're going to make you grovel to their system, and they're going to make you sell your soul to have any freedom. And I tell them, you're going to pay. Because this is all a test of how much will we put up with? How much evil will we go along with? It was liberty and Christ's energy that produced the freedom and produced all the largesse. It wasn't globalism and Klaus Schwab now telling us that if we dance just the way he says, he'll give us some free goodies. You guys put a Bible verse back up. Put it back up there. I appreciate you putting that up. I'll cover it. But who shall offend one of these little ones? Which, believe me, it were better for him to a millstone were hanged around his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Matthew 18:6, that was Jesus Christ. And it's not just raping a child God doesn't like. It's lying to a child. It's teaching children evil. It's misdirecting them. It's teaching them to hate themselves. It's teaching them to serve the system. It's teaching them to do bad things. It's teaching them all the things the left wants is to take God's children. Because those children belong to God. God made them for their free will. And when you steal a little child's free will, you steal from God what God cares about most, his free will. Those little precious creatures and their big adventure and their big discovery and everything they're going to do, and you get in the way of that because God doesn't get in the way of it. God gives us all the free will we want. But you steal that free will, don't you? Because you're a Satanist. Because you're going to burn in hell. You know, I was going to air this special report, but if I don't talk about this, we won't be here. And so I'm just going to do this now, and I guess the next segment will air Greg Reese's new incredible report. There's the 10 stages of genocide, and then we've got all the big guests coming up and all everything else we're going to cover today. But I'm just going to separately tell you, I sell products you need, I promote things you need, and if you buy them, you buy them. We stay on air. You don't. And the good thing was we were fully funded last year, but then the lockdown killed all our suppliers. That's why you go to grocery stores around the country and half the stuff you want is even in stock or it's some little shriveled package of crap and all the rest of it. So I would just say while you still can, I will get an InfoWarsStore.com t-shirt. I'd get a book. I'd get a film. I'd get a supplement. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is amazing. X3. We'll get more in for 8 weeks to 12 weeks, they're telling me. It's about to sell out by Monday because I'm selling it for basically at cost, free shipping, and all the rest of it, 60% off. And we got X2, 50% off. At least with that, we make like 10 bucks at least. That's an amazing thing. I would get that. And then we got a lot of other products there on the side. Vaso Beats, which creates, what does it create? It creates, what's the thing dentists give you when you go to the dentist? Laughing gas. It creates that in your blood, which is really good for your heart. Nitrous oxide. We also got Turbo Force and Our Clean Energy, 40% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Vaso Beats, 50% off. Polo Block, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. X3, 60% off. All of it free shipping. Double Patriot points. And, you know, that gives us the money to buy the products into the future, even though now with this. And I'm not bitching. I'm just warning you about the economy because where once they're going to ship us the product, we had to pay half. Because the breakdown of the economy, all of our people are like 100% up front or 50% before we ship because they killed confidence. They broke the economy up. They screwed it over. And like, hey, I'm not bitching. At least we got food to eat here in America. The third world, they're starving to death, folks. Klaus Schwab did that. Bill Gates did that. I mean, like, some guy walks into me in the street, punches me in the nose, I'm going to beat their ass. Oh, but Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates do it to all of us. We just sit there and we take it because they're the big man up there on the mountaintop. And I'm not even calling for violence against them. It's just, I'm a businessman. I know how stuff works. I've got to run my own operations. And I see that guy, what he did is literally almost shutting us down. And then he's killing people all over the world. But as a man, I can't take that. So I'm not going to go after Klaus Schwab and turn him into a victim. I just pray to God bring justice against Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates in the name of Jesus. Please, God, help us. And God says, what did you do all these other years, everything else? God says, I sent Klaus Schwab. You know, he's a monster to destroy everybody because it's what you wanted. You wanted to kill babies. You wanted to love the devil. So I said what you wanted, and here he is. And see, that's how God works, ladies and gentlemen. You want a devil? You're going to get one. You want to get destroyed? God will give you one. You want Satan to kill your ass? God will give you what you want. You got free will. I know God hears our cries, and God hears the cries of all the children starving to death. 15 million extra in the last year because of the UN lockdown that's on Klaus Schwab and on Bill Gates' soul. And if we don't stand up and speak out against it, it's on us. Do you want those dead children on your soul? Because I can feel God's anger. You want God against you? I'm not going to tell you what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm just telling you, God's really pissed off right now. I mean, you get mad at Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, but those are the devils we bow down to. They're the devils we open the door up to. We did that. We turned them loose. We opened the door. And now we're going to hurt. Because God's a fair God. And what we did to these children, we're going to pay for now. I had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on last week. It was incredible. Mike Adams knocked it out of the park. So on this July 5th transmission, we're going to air both those interviews coming up. But I wanted to come on today before that aired and just tell you how much I love you and how much I appreciate you. Because, look, I'm not guilting you. I'm not saying you're bad. I'm in the same boat as you. I just know I love God, and I don't love Satan. And I'm going to ask you, what are we going to do? Well, the least we can do is not care what our neighbors think. The least we can do is go to our church and stand up at the front and tell them what they're doing. The least we can do is say no to vaccine passports. The least we can do, this is the most important thing I've said in years, is challenge everything the mainstream satanic mouthpieces say. Everything the system says is death. We should oppose everything it promotes, everything it does out of hand. Say no. You do that, we got to shoot. We got a shot. We got a way to beat this. All right, great job of the crew. We're going to continue on here today. I really appreciate you all keeping us on air. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going...